And that's your maiden name?
That's my maiden name, yes.
And is this an old family name?
Yes, this is my grandmother up here, and that was her name.
How beautiful.
Diane, and it is Diane, but her maiden name was and that's her last name for her.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, why don't you tell me about your parents and your four grandparents and the descendants? What countries they were descended
from? Well, we lived in Nashville for the sixth generation.
Are you?
For my family, yes.
Oh, from both sides?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And my mother and father. My mother lived to be 93. My father lived to be 86. And they lived in Nashville always, and my grandmother and grandfather lived here always, and my great-great-great-grandfather and grandmother, they're about seven generations here in this, and then behind you is my great-great-grandmother.
Is she her mother?
Her grandmother.
Her grandmother?
Her grandmother, yes. That was painted in 1840. Yeah, and she was only 53 when she died, and that was painted when she was about 50.
She's beautiful.
But she looks like she was much older.
Her face looks younger than 50.
Yes, it does. This is the way they dressed then. They made it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my great-grandfather, who was her father, was quite celebrated for a bookstore in Nashville. He had a bookstore back from about 1830 till after the Civil War. And it was quite celebrated. It was on Gadd Square. And it was not just a bookstore. It was sort of a gathering place for the learned men in town. They went there and they discussed political things and other things. And it was sort of a celebrated place.
Tell me where the public square is.
Public square is where the courthouse is, right on the river.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And this...
Is the square still there?
It's still
as
square,
big as
still,
it was?
Well, it's changed in the last few years. They've torn down so much, you know. It's just too bad that they've done that. And it doesn't look as it did. The courthouse is still in the center. And it's not the same courthouse as it was there originally. They put this one up maybe 25 years ago or so. But the square, just recently they torn down some of the very old buildings there that were too bad.
That's a shame.
It's just
they're doing that in Atlanta too.
It's just a shame. Yeah, do that. But his bookstore was on Public Square. But later there was a transfer station there, which was quite interesting. That was the streetcars all went through this transfer station. And you got off and changed for a nickel. You could drive and go anyway in town, you know. Get off at the transfer station, get on another car and go back here, there, and yonder. And that was the same place as the bookstore. But he was quite interesting. Character, this grandfather. He was known as a Union man during the Civil War because he didn't believe that the Union should be dissolved.
Oh.
There were a good many people in Nashville that felt that way about it. Yes.
Was he unpopular?
Well, yes, and I think they were all rather unpopular, though he stuck to his guns and kept his views all the way, though he had a son who went into the Confederate Army and died in the while he was in service, age 21. But he stuck to his guns all the way through, and they said there were some that did back and forth when the Union were in, or the Confederates, they would be for them, you know, whoever was in power at the time. But he stuck to it, and he helped the Confederates quite a bit all the time.
Oh.
But he stuck to it. We've always been rather proud of him for doing it.